This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Lakeisha Hayes and Michael Rust are moving on to the spring general election. Hayes was a top vote-getter in Tuesday's primary, while Rust finished second in the race for a county circuit court judgeship. The winner in April will get a 6-year term on the bench. Voters will also select then members of the city council, school board, and the county board. With the sturgeon spearing season wrapping up and the ice continuing to break up on Lake Winnebago, the DNR reminds us that March 3rd is the day to have all ice shanties off the lake. 2024 will go down as one of the toughest years for spears. So far, just 383 sturgeon have been harvested on Lake Winnebago and the upriver lakes. The sturgeon spearing season wraps up officially next week. The oldest person living in Wisconsin lives in Oshkosh. Ruth Esther Stryzewski is 112 years old. She celebrated her birthday earlier this week with friends and family at Parkview Health Center, where she lives. Ruth, by the way, was born back in 1912. Page 2. The Chamber has another ribbon cutting coming up today at 4:15 at the Main Street offices of the Winnebago Literacy Council. It's the annual Men Who Cook for the Christine Ann Center coming up this weekend. The event takes place on Saturday at the Oshkosh Convention Center. 30 chefs will be offering up their best dishes. Tickets are $75 apiece. The Oshkosh Common Council is expected to review that proposed vehicle registration fee at their meeting next Tuesday and possibly vote on it at that time. And a former Zeroni's Pizza employee wants to reopen the recently closed restaurant. He started a GoFundMe page in hopes of getting $100,000 to start serving up pies again. He says Zeroni's and former owner John Damel are the reason he's not homeless anymore. And the restaurant means so much to him, he'd like to see it come back. Turning to sports, the Herd open up a 2-game homestand tonight. They take on Rip City. On Saturday, the Herd, in celebration of Black History Month, will wear jerseys that feature many black influential leaders. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.